You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
According to news reports, a Brooklyn man who claimed to be infected with the coronavirus was accused of hoarding face masks. He also stands accused of assault after coughing on the FBI agent who was interrogating him. Another man in Atlanta was arrested on a coronavirus scheme to sell 125 million non-existent face masks. In California, a man was arrested for coronavirus price gouging, and in Oregon, a man was arrested for stealing thousands of N95 masks. Now, we also have a number of stimulus check frauds being perpetrated on the most vulnerable, and then there are the individuals who are working more than ever in this crisis, but they're taking advantage of the situation. One of them expressed that he was making more money than before the lockdown, but that he did not pay his water, light, or mortgage bills. On top of that, he also received stimulus checks for him, his wife, and his children who have not lived in the U.S. for approximately a year. Now, why do people behave this way? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." In the afterlife, if seeing God is directly associated with having a pure heart, we're all in deep trouble. In the book of Jeremiah, the prophet, he wrote, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure." If for one second you think this doesn't apply to you, look at what Jesus said. "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander." In other words, if you've ever thought or done something bad, it's an indication that your heart is not pure. So, who was Jesus speaking about when he said, "Blessed are the pure in heart"? Well, that would be you and I, and anyone who recognizes that, no matter how hard they try, their heart is deceitful and beyond cure. That's why we have chosen to place our faith in Jesus as our Savior. Because it's when we recognize our shortcomings and the evil that lurks in the darkest recesses of our heart that God is able to give us a new heart. God, speaking to the prophet Ezekiel, said, "And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take away your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. And I will put my spirit in you so that you will be able to follow my decrees."